Is your bank at home in three markets or 53? With on-the-ground specialists in over 50 markets, HSBC UK has been voted the leading bank for trade for the last 7 years. So let us help you navigate international business like a local. Search HSBC International Bank to find out more. HSBC UK, opening up a world of opportunity. Voted the UK's best trade finance bank for 7 consecutive years by Euromoney UK Trade Finance Survey 2023.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Thursday, January 11th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. On today's show, Apple's latest operating system for iPhone has a lot of new features that you may not be using to their full potential. WSJ personal tech reporter Dalvin Brown tells us about some of those tools and how you can put them to good use. And then, biotech startup Moonwalk Biosciences recently received millions in venture capital. It's an insight into the growing field of epigenetic medicine, which aims to treat diseases not by changing the genes themselves, but by altering which genes are turned on and off. What will it take to get one of those treatments to market? WSJ reporter Brian Gormley joins us with the latest. But first, when Apple's latest operating system for iPhone, iOS 17, came out in September, it honestly took me a few months to get around to downloading it. Now that I finally have, I've been looking for the updates that could change how I use my phone, but it turns out the new tools are kind of hidden. WSJ personal tech reporter Dalvin Brown joins us now to tell us where to look and how to get the most out of your device. Apple's new operating system came out in September with a lot of new features. Are there any kind of unifying themes for what these new features can help us do?
Yeah, so overall, iOS 17 has a lot of tools that really help with communication. So they'll help you keep in touch with people that you want to talk to or that you talk to the most. It'll help you collaborate with them most. There's tools that will let you exchange information with people you're just meeting easier than ever before.
Let's get into some specifics here. So tell me about some of the features that can help us stay in touch better.
One feature will allow you to automatically check in without having to send a text message or without having to call people. How it works is when you're getting ready to go somewhere, you can start a message to whomever you'd like to check in with, press the little icon next to the text bubble and choose check in. What it'll ask for is where you're going and how you're getting there. Then the moment you make it there, it will alert all of those people and let them know that you made it safely. Or if you don't make it in a reasonable amount of time, it may also alert them and let them know that something might have gone wrong. Also, you can FaceTime on the largest screen in your house, so you don't have to walk around holding your phone. If you have the newest Apple TV, you can launch a FaceTime call literally on your TV.
Nice. Okay, so how about some features that help us listen better?
One feature called Live Listen is great for people who may have difficulty hearing others. So you can use your iPhone to amplify people's voices into your AirPods. Me and my producer tried this out, and he was sitting about 10 feet away from me with my iPhone in front of him. He was whispering to the point where I couldn't hear him without Live Listen on. When we turned Live Listen on, it sounded as if he was screaming in my ear. It was bananas. Also, SharePlay, if you don't want to put somebody else's gross AirPods in your ears, but you both want to listen to the same song or watch the same video, you can use your own AirPods or Beats earbuds. You just hold their phone up to your headphones and a pop-up on their phone should allow you to do that.
How about some tools that maybe help us collaborate a little bit better?
So Apple has a way for you to create a shared password group. You probably don't want to text your password or login information to any apps. So if you're sharing a streaming account or a bank account, whatever you want to give people access to, you can all kind of pool those login credentials in one place. Apple also recently launched a tool that people have loved about Spotify for a long time. It allows you to collaborate on a playlist so you and a friend or you and many friends can edit a playlist together. You can all add tracks. You can all rearrange them. And that's a relatively new thing for Apple's ecosystem.
That seems really exciting. How about some tools that maybe help you do what you do, but just better?
So we've all had to exchange numbers with people, but it's a bit cumbersome when you have to give your phone to somebody else and let them enter their number, or you try to make sure that you're entering the numbers correctly as they're saying it. Apple has a feature called Name Drop, where if you both unlock your iPhones and hold them next to each other, Apple does some wizardry on the back end and the phones just exchange contact information.
Duffin, what is the new feature that you find yourself using most often?
It's voice isolation. And no one wants to feel like the person that they're talking to is in the middle of Times Square, even if they are, when they're on the phone. So what you can do is, when you're on that phone call, tell them to pull down the control panel from the top of their screen, tap and hold the mic button until they see voice isolation mode, and turn that on. What ends up happening then is their iPhone will filter out background noises so you don't have to hear stuff you don't want to hear.
That was our personal tech reporter, Dalvin Brown. Coming up, could we treat disease by turning genes on and off like light switches? There's a new field of biotech betting on it. That's after the break.
It's time to actually understand what's going on in finance and the economy. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started, WSJ's Take on the Week is here with straightforward analysis and insight.
The average retail investor's portfolio is like half tech stocks. It's kind of become Wall Street's recession play.
We'll look ahead to the main events on the business and economic calendar to let you know what matters most. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Biotech company Moonwalk Biosciences has been operating quietly since 2022. It's one of a handful of companies focused on epigenetic medicine, which looks to treat disease by changing which genes are turned on and off. Now, Moonwalk has raised $57 million in venture capital. Here to tell us more about the company and the expanding field of epigenetic medicine is WSJ Pro VC reporter Brian Gormley. Let's start with the basics a little bit here. What are epigenetics and how are they related to our actual genes?
Genes are basically the same between various types of cells and in organs, but cells have a system of controlling which genes are turned on and turned off. That's what enables a heart cell to be a heart cell or a brain cell to be a brain cell. And this epigenetic approach is something that companies like Moonwalk believe could be a powerful new approach to treating diseases at the genetic level.
How would you edit these kinds of genes to treat diseases?
Moonwalk has mapped the spots in the genome where the cells use a particular type of control called methylation to control whether a gene is turned on or turned off. So they've identified where in the genome these methyl chemical tags are added to control the gene activity. And Moonwalk's goal is to develop drugs that would activate or suppress genes based on this identification of how cells control gene activity.
What kinds of conditions could this type of intervention potentially treat?
The possibilities are pretty wide-ranging, but one of the appeals of this type of approach is that it could extend to a variety of complicated diseases and very complex common conditions that involve many genes. And the possibilities would include cancer, chronic viral infections, perhaps inflammatory diseases, and other genetic conditions as well.
Genetic medicine has been in the news a bit lately. A CRISPR drug to treat sickle cell disease was recently approved by the FDA. How is this treatment different from others?
Genetic medicine has been gaining prominence for a number of reasons. There's been decades of research into use of gene therapy, which is to apply a functional gene to offset the effects of a faulty gene, a disease gene. There is gene editing, which is changing letters of the genetic code to fix a problem in the DNA. And epigenetic editing is different in that it doesn't involve changing the letters of the genetic code. It is adding or subtracting the ability of individual genes to be activated or suppressed. So it's a new twist on genetic medicine. It could extend the field beyond where it has been most active so far.
So it's not like changing the wiring of a house. It's changing whether the light switch is on or off.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, I think that's a good analogy. Yeah.
How proven is this technology, this field of epigenetic therapies?
The field, as it's being developed by companies like Moonwalk, is in its pretty early stages. There's a lot of work that needs to be done in further research, especially in patients to prove that it is safe and effective. But the companies are off to a pretty good start. You know, they've got the venture capital they need to advance their drugs toward clinical trials or into clinical trials. And now it's a matter of doing that research to find out how effective it will ultimately prove to be.
What kinds of challenges could Moonwalk face as it works through these clinical trials and bearing out this technology?
The challenges that Moonwalk and other companies face are some of the ones that are common in genetic medicine in general. That would include the ability to physically deliver treatments into the cells and identify the points in the genome where they want to intervene and create a therapy that has durable effects and is ultimately safe and effective. And a lot of that work still needs to be done to prove that they can overcome all those challenges, but that's what they're working on now.
Who are some of Moonwalk's competitors?
Moonwalk has some pretty well-funded competitors. Tune Therapeutics is in the midst of a new financing round after completing a $40 million financing earlier. Most likely there will be more emerging if I were to forecast.
What's next for Moonwalk?
Moonwalk is trying to decide its options, which diseases it wants to train its initial drugs on. It's going through that evaluation now, and it has a number of possibilities, but the company hasn't made that determination yet, and that's part of what it's working on with this venture capital it's raised initially.
That was WSJ Pro VC reporter Brian Gormley. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang, with supervising producer Catherine Millsop. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.